USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
But no one's done more for border security and public safety and law enforcement than this president.
The acting director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Thomas Homan, there, announcing that he is retiring from that position. Homan says it's not because of any problems with President Trump.
I've worked for six different presidents. None of them has done more than Donald Trump has for border security and law enforcement. This president done more for us than any president, and I've worked for six of them.
Homan, speaking to Fox News there, was nominated to be the permanent ICE chief, but senators have been dragging their feet on that Trump nomination. President Trump says all is well in the White House amid reports that his chief of staff, John Kelly, called him an idiot. The president this morning tweeting of the media, quote, they're going crazy, making up false stories and using unnamed sources. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Iran lied about never having a nuclear weapons program.
That's the Israeli Prime Minister who yesterday produced files he claims indicate Iran did cover up a nuclear weapons program for years before signing the nuclear deal in 2015. This morning, Benjamin Netanyahu tells Fox and Friends,
100,000 secret files prove that they lied. Second, even after the deal, Iran continued to preserve and expand its nuclear weapons know-how for future use.
Iranian officials denying Netanyahu's claims, saying they're a pack of lies designed to influence President Trump to follow through on his threat to withdraw the U.S. from the 2015 nuclear accord. President Trump reacting to a report of more than 40 questions that special counsel Robert Mueller wants to ask him. The New York Times obtaining a list of questions which revolve around the possibility the Trump campaign did collude with Russia. The president on Twitter this morning calling the leak of those questions disgraceful. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Reports of sexual assault in the U.S. military are on the rise. A new report from the Pentagon showing last year over 5,000 service members reported sexual assaults during their military service, a 10% jump from 2016. The military believes the number may not reflect an actual increase in sexual assaults. In fact, the Pentagon thinks assaults are going down, but that more people than before are trusting the system enough to come forward with their claims. Some members of a so-called migrant caravan are being allowed to petition for asylum in the United States. Eight women and children entering U.S. territory at a port of entry in San Diego to make their claim for asylum. They're part of a group of Central American migrants who traveled across Mexico to the border in the hopes of getting protection from U.S. authorities. Teachers continuing to strike and hold rallies at the Arizona Capitol today, demanding higher wages and more education funding. Thousands of teachers from across the state have been wearing red shirts and holding signs in front of the state building, making those demands. And a court hearing is set for today in Tampa, Florida, for the three men accused in the infamous shark dragging case. The three pleading not guilty to charges of animal cruelty after last summer. A video went viral depicting a live shark being violently dragged behind a speeding boat. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.